Singer-songwriter John Davis led the punk pop group Superdrag for more than a decade. After leaving the group and dealing with some personal problems, he's back with a solo album that rock critic Ken Tucker says manages to be frank and autobiographical without becoming maudlin or self-aggrandizing. Every night.
John Davis's press release for his solo album doesn't waste much time in telling you that the former Superdrag leader is a recovering alcoholic who found strength in religious faith to bring some peace to his life. The best thing about his self-titled album is that it's anything but peaceful. It's full of boisterous songs that offer grateful hymns to the Lord, but can pass muster as pure pop music with the secular among us as well. John Davis sounds like the kind of guy who'd appreciate the irony in the fact that the final Superdrag album was titled Last Call for Vitriol. Then, by his own account, in the full throes of alcoholism, Davis turned his free-floating anger at the world and himself into a revelation. That led him to a spiritual breakthrough and a return to his hometown in rural Tennessee. Sobered up and saved, he wrote the considerably more reflective songs on this album and recorded them in Nashville. As is often the case in any sort of pop culture, the more blatant the message, the weaker the art. Thus the song, Jesus Gonna Build Me a Home, with lines like, Satan overjoys in deceiving, and a guitar line that sounds left over from Eric Clapton's Layla, is heartfelt but watery gospel music. Better is the simpler, more stark confrontation with demons dramatized in this song, Tear Me Apart, with its mournful line, I'm down here on my knees, and I'm weakened by disease. This is set in neat counterpoint to the rock-hard music that symbolizes Davis's will to live vibrantly, standing on his own two feet.
Speak for me. Why don't you speak to me? Lord, break me down and set me right.
It's always tricky to talk about one's own torment or conversion experience without seeming the opposite of what you intend. That is, self-absorbed and proud when you mean to be humble and eager to share what you believe is an answer to a lot of people's pain. John Davis has pulled off an album that, more often than not, succeeds not only as conversion work, but as the meticulous chronicle of one man's journey into a light that we can all bask in.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed the new self-titled solo album by John Davis.